From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Wilson Sayre. Governor Rick Scott railed against federal officials during a campaign stop in Fort Myers today. Ashley Lopez was there, where Scott vowed to sue the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs.
A fight between state officials and the federal government over VA hospitals in Florida has reached a breaking point. The U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs is currently under scrutiny due to reports VA hospitals have been keeping secret wait lists and delaying care to veterans, some of whom died while waiting to see a doctor. Governor Rick Scott directed state health officials 7 times to inspect federally run veterans hospitals in the state. However, regulators have routinely been turned away. But during a recent campaign stop, Scott told reporters he's asking state health officials to sue the federal government. He says VA Secretary Eric Shinseki should also resign.
General Shinseki needs to go. The president needs to get engaged. Something needs to happen here. They're doing nothing to improve the quality of care for our veterans. They need to show up and start taking care of our veterans.
Former Republican Governor Charlie Crist, who is expected to run against Scott as a Democrat this November, said in a statement that without an act of Congress, the state has no authority over those hospitals. Crist says the lawsuit is just a campaign stunt. Crist also says the governor could expand health care in the state to those veterans. However, Lieutenant Governor Carlos Lopez Cantera told reporters the state should not have to do that.
And many of those vets have the opportunity to get health care needs dealt with at the VAs if the VAs were operating as they should. So there are opportunities for those 41,000 vets right now.
The state plans to sue in federal court for access to the VA hospitals to establish the state's, quote, right to inspect and regulate health facilities in Florida. I'm Ashley Lopez in Fort Myers.
It's been almost a decade since Hurricane Wilma passed through South Florida. Since then, many new residents who may not have hurricane experience have moved here. Meteorologist Tom Kimberlane from the National Hurricane Center is concerned about how newcomers may deal with a big storm.
If it's not part of your collective memory, then I think it's easy to be short-sighted and not to know what lies around the corner, not know how to prepare because you don't know how bad it's going to be. And what I'm saying is that you should always prepare for the worst.
Kimberlane says the best way to prepare is having a plan. Downtown Miami business owners came together this week for a panel discussion on the intersection of homelessness, mental health, the prison system, and their pockets. Miami is home to around 500 homeless, and many are disproportionately affected by mental health illnesses like bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and severe depression. Judge Steve Lifman is chair of the Florida Supreme Court's Task Force on Mental Health and Substance Abuse. He says he'd like to see mental illness treated like any other illness.
You know, frankly, if we treated people with primary illnesses the way we treated people with mental illnesses, there'd be massive lawsuits and criminal indictments because of gross negligence. We have to stop hiding from this, giggling about it, stepping over the homeless guy in the street, because the problem's not going to go away.
Part of the problem is how much it costs to taxpayers to incarcerate the homeless who are mentally ill, a destination for some. Armed with stats on dollars and cents, Lifman in particular hopes the business community will use its influence to pressure politicians to come to a long-term solution. This is WLRN Miami Herald News. I'm Wilson Sayre. Now over to Andy Wagner.